eZimbabwe.
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 27th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing domestic violence, especially directed against women and girls, with the United States commemorating the prevention of the scourge this month as part of its fight against crime. Yebo-ke, linjani bathandekayo, siyadibana namhlanje ngolesine kusihlwa, kumhlaka 27 kuMabasa 2023, sicubungula ukuhlukuluzana ngobulili ezindlini, i-domestic violence. Yena eqhubekayo emazweni wonke omhlaba agoqela eZimbabwe kanye lakhona pha eMelika. But first, a look at what is happening at the ongoing Zimbabwe International Trade Fair exhibition in Bulawayo. European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Jobs von Cashman, had this to say.
And I think the trade agreement is underused. And I think there's much room for much more investment. And I think that's also what Zimbabwe wants. Because I hear we are open for business. We want to build an export-led economy. And I have read the MDS-1. There's a lot in it. I think there is an ambition in it in Zimbabwe. And we as the European Union, we would like Zimbabwe to succeed in that ambition. That's maybe not easy, and it has obstacles, but I think we would like to work together. Now, what can we do? Now, when I ask companies in Europe, I must say there is also still, there's a negative perception about Zimbabwe. And I think it is important to work on it. Because at the end of the day, the Zimbabwean government and us working together, we can facilitate and promote investment and we can promote trade. But we are not taking the decisions. You are taking the decisions. You are the private sector. And it's like buying a house. You know, when you buy a house, you first of all you compare where you should buy, and then you want to know what the risks are. Doesn't mean you are risk averse, but you want to know what you are getting yourself into. Why are you investing the money there?
That was European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Jobs von Cashman, speaking earlier in Bulawayo. The United States is also part of the exhibitors at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. We reached out to Meg Riggs, the public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Harare.
Your name and surname?
Sure, my name is Meg Riggs. I'm the spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy.
I'd like to find out how are you finding the exhibition and why are you visiting Zimbabwe this year?
So we're really enjoying the exhibition. It is like the quilt of everything Zimbabwe has to offer, from the private sector, civil society. It is an honor to be part of that. This year we're really celebrating a new American Chamber of Commerce who's here in Zimbabwe, trying to help facilitate business between American companies and Zimbabwean companies. But we're also really exhibiting what we already do to invest in Zimbabweans. We feel really strongly about this. And with our USAID booth, what we've been focusing on is how we're helping people with disabilities have access to the market. One of President Biden's number one goals is inclusive economies, and a big piece of that is helping people who have various handicaps be able to do a business, make a product that's within their means in order to be economically independent. And so our USAID booth this week has featured a series of young people who we've helped find a business within their abilities where they can then be economically independent.
That was Meg Riggs, the public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe. She spoke with Studio 7's Anastasia Ndlovu. Elsewhere, Citizens Coalition for Change Party interim leader Nelson Chamisa says he will embark on a diplomatic offensive in the SADC region ahead of this year's elections as the political and economic situation in the country shows no signs of abating. CCC interim deputy spokesman Gift Siziba updates on the party's nomination process.
Separatory citizens movement, Tine Mufaro, Nema nominations, Akabakuva, Nevetinia, Bezabuitua, Nebutia, Passesawan Wajinji, Kutuanguma Citizen Caucus, Apatawana Kuchibuda, and no Bagulepa movement, Vaiva was FCTU, Mamavarima teacher, Varima unionist, Vachi, Vira for the Zevashan, Nebuti Susu Separatory Ran, Element Evashan, Yakatiposha, Kanakaku, Mende. Vachuana nomination. Zinotikoshi Raiso, Maona and Vakasiana, races Avasiana, Kuneman Maruva from different races, Maruno Netwa, Moma Puja, Nemazeva, Kunema, a war heroes, my liberation fighters, no Zeva, Nama Kredong, Vanomneto, Munana, Mondoro, Mashova in West Ikoko, Vatimiram Sanganueva.
That was CCC interim deputy spokesman Gift Siziba talking about his party's nomination process. Yes, and to discuss our topic today, we are joined by the gender-based gender activist, Patricia Chabalala. Siyathaba ukuba lawe emsakazweni.
Ngiyabonga mntana.
Yes, singakaqalisi ukuxoxa lawe, ungazitsho ukuthi ungubani njalo ukhokhela ziphi inhlanganiso.
Ngumama uPatricia Chabalala, ngikhokhela inhlanganiso ezithize, uBulawayo Progressive Youth Association, ngibe futhi nenhlanganiso yabantwana, ngibe lenye inhlanganiso engikhokhela eyabomama ekhangele ngamalungelo abomama okuthiwa omama besizwe. Ziningi nje.
Yes, if you can also say that in English, who's Patricia Chabalala, which organizations are you leading?
The Progressive Residents Association, is a new vice chairperson. They can cook a put in San Anisha Abandona, which one is within the Patriots of the Care. Ngokukhela ngelinye ibandla labomama okuthiwa ngomama wesizwe ekhangele ngamalungelo abomama.
Ye, kuyezwakala. Umbuzo wokuqala, ungasichazisela ukuthi ukuhlukuluzana lokho ngobulili ezindlini kuyaqhubeka yini eZimbabwe, ngoba sezwa kuqala sixoxa lani ukuthi lali sithi kukhona ngenxa yomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Khathesi ke kuyineli kubonayo. Yebo ke, siyakuzwa lapha uLandisa. Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi njengenhlanganiso selibatholile yini abantu ababuya kini bezokhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenzeke sola, so njalo libaphathisa ngani?
Bayabuya kakhulu njengehlanganiso bezokhuluma ngokuhlukumezana lapha ezindlini bese sibaphathisa ngokuba risheya ukubakayela ukuthi bayebika kuhlanganiso ezithize ezinjengabomsasa ezinjengabozuwaba njalo sibathumeza kuhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu e-contact nakhona emthethweni ukuthi bayobika udaba labo emapolitics.
Yes, there we have the Deputy Chairperson for the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Patricia Chabalala, who's also a gender activist. She's saying that there are still incidents of domestic violence in the country, although it was more pronounced during the COVID pandemic when people were forced to stay indoors. And there they confronted each other on many different occasions. And she's saying that her organization still receives such cases and mediates between the parties that will be wearing. Yebo ke ungaqhubeka njalo usichasisele ke Nkosikazi Chabalala ukuthi kahle kahle ubona ingani kuyini okubangela konke lokho ukuthi kube lokuhlukuluzana ezindlini.
Imani labantwana abangayo ezikolweni ikhulu kakhulu. Ngisho ukudala ukuthi abadala bahlabane. Ngoba kuza kuthi omunye aphume aye ngaphandle athi ngiyadinga lokhu. Kanti sokubethe ukuthi akusona kuthembeka. Akusona kuthembeka ngoba wonke umuntu uzama ukuthi aphilise imuli. Abantwana bezikolweni abathi abantwana badle. Lokho kakhulu okwelizwe lethu lokho ukuthi akusetshenzwa. Akulamsebenzi, akulandlela yokwenza imali. Ukuqabanisa abantu kakhulu njalo abantu balwa ngokuphela babimazana okuze kubangele lokuthi behlukane kumbe kuhle omunye phakathi kwababili sebesilwa bebana lokho ngoba shuwa umsebenzi ayikho imali ayikho abantwana baye ezikolweni yiyo imbangela enkulu kakhulu umnotho welizwe lakithi mubi kakhulu okokuthi akulamuntu olemali bese kubethe ukuqabana lapha
Yeah, okay. Yes, Patricia Chabalala, the deputy person, chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, she's saying what causes the domestic violence is mostly the economic problems with most men not employed, as there is an employment problem, and so they check out their frustrations in the home there with women and children. Yes, singakathathi ikhefu elincinyane wasitshela ukuthi amantombazana ke lapha layo lawa ahlangana yini lodlakela lolo.
Yini akuhlangana kakhulu lawo amantombazana ngezehlakalo kwezo. Ngoba amantombazana imathile ayafuna into eziningi empilweni. Ayafuna ukuthi azivikele nesikhathi besiya esikhathini. Ayafuna ukugqoka into ezithize. Bengathi bakhuluma ngalokhu. Njengoba bengakabitho bengasebenzi bakuthola ukusikiluzwa nokuthethiswa kumbe ngokutshalo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Sizake sithathe ikhefu elincane sizaphinda siphenduke njalo kuwe sizoqedisa ke ingxoxo yethu. Yes, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Well, for those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And we are discussing domestic violence against women and girls. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now we are joined by our guest here in the studio, Comfort Dondo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, may you explain what brings you here in Washington, D.C.?
Thank you. So multiple things bring me to Washington, D.C. We had a very successful summit, Economic Justice Summit, and it is an Economic Justice Summit on Ending Violence Against Women. We also had the Office on Victims of Crime. They were celebrating 1 week that they commemorate and celebrate the lives of those who are lost to interpersonal violence.
Oh, yes. So what exactly transpired there? What happened?
Last night we had a night vigil. So we lit some candles and we announced the names of those whose lives have been lost due to violence. We also heard from a few mothers who have lost their children to violence. We also heard from some of our leaders, heads of state, who were present at this event.
Oh, yes. And how does your organization factor in there? In these commemorations, were you invited? What are you going to do about it?
Absolutely. So the nonprofit organization that I'm a founder of is Pumulani, mm-hmm. Minnesota African Women Against Violence. It is based in Minnesota, but it does do work on the continent of Africa as well. Our mission is ending all forms of violence against women and girls. And we are focused mainly on ensuring that we are advocating against all forms of violence. So it could be violence against women. It could also be political violence. And we just are advocating to ensure that all human beings are honored despite their circumstances, that there's no violence against women and girls across the continent of Africa and here in the diaspora.
Yes, so how is this knowledge, how is this information going to assist the women and girls in Zimbabwe?
So the summit, the economic summit that we were a part of, it really empowered us to understand that when there's no economic justice, there is no freedom. For those women who are normally marginalized and who are living in dire poverty, violence is invincible. And so the information we are getting today, we are definitely going to take it home to Minnesota, and we're also going to take it with our work in Zimbabwe to ensure that we keep advocating for policies that empower women, that put women in business, so that women don't have to feel that they are at a disadvantage and they have to put up with violence.
Yes, so how do you compare the violence here in the United States and in Zimbabwe? What are the factors at play here if we look at the causes and the mitigation factors?
I believe that, as one speaker said last night, violence knows no borders. So the violence against women and girls is across the globe, whether it's the global south, whether it's the global north. Even the countries that are considered wealthier, violence against women is still a factor. The only factors that are different is how violence against women is reacted upon. In Zimbabwe, for example, right now we are facing a lot of challenges with our police. The policing system is not as efficient, and when we have reports of rape of young girls, when we have reports of violence against women, sometimes due to corruption, we're not having as much of an impact in terms of policing. I would say in the United States, their response is much more efficient. It's not perfect, but it's much more efficient, and I feel that there is much more accountability that is happening as far as the U.S. compared to Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we do have another guest on the phone, Patricia Chabalala. She's a gender activist, and she's saying in Zimbabwe what causes most of these problems is economic hardship. You know, many people are not employed, so as a result, they end up, you know, stepping on each other's toes. What are the causes here?
In the United States, at least two-thirds of Americans are very stressed about their finances. Mm-hmm. And because of those financial stressors, that also, just like in Zimbabwe, it causes violence. It causes stressors to go off the roof, off the window, and couples, instead of communicating well, they end up using violence against each other. So I would say financial but the financial aspect is much effect. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yebo ke sesibuyela kuwe ke nkosikazi Patricia Chabalala siyeswa ke omunye ke omhlonitsha wethu esilaye lapha e-studio uthi yena la khona apha eMelika liyatholakala udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazana lamantombazana ungathini ngakuchoyo siyabona ukuthi lapha kuhlutshekwa kakhulu njengeZimbabwe kwezomnotho.
Yes, it is Madapa in Zimbabwe. She will be able to know to provide. She will be used for the same thing. Yet, as far as I would be, I want to ask you to pay. When I've been the matter, maybe I don't know, but I told you that the other the Gamaya will be all into that. I told you, look, what are the conditions of this? What is that? There's end of the daddy. Never have a few about you. Never got you. I want to his father. As I was saying, the mountain was an hour now. Then he and the Pesqua. So you call me you that is
So,
ngiyabona mama ukungamukela ehlelweni.
Yebo ke esikhuluma la ngubani ungapi ekhaya uvela ngapi njalo ungasitshela ukuthi uthini ngodlakela lolu oluqondaniswe kwabesifazana labantwana.
Okhulumayo nguThakazela Ncube ngilapha eCape Town kwele South Africa ngisuka esigabeni seLupane eKabela. Mama yazi indaba yokuhlukunyezwa especially kwabantwana labantu abangomama uyikhangele kakhulu inengi kakhulu endlini emnyama yabantu abansundu and nxa uyikhangela le ndaba lapho iyonakala khona yonakala kwizisekelo sengitsho izolo kokhokho bethu indlela nje umuntu ongumama ovele waphathwa ngakhona wangahlonitshwa from the start ungakhangela indlela eseyisenzeka ngayo manje seyisenzeka ngokuphindaphindiweyo but iqala izolo because indlela abantu abangumama abadelelwe ngayo from the start sengitsho sikhule sisazi iphinde ukuthi umuntu ongumama ngumuntu wokuleqiswa ngaphana ngapho kekhutshwa even izulu lisina ukuthi ahambe egamulise emasimini ubone nje kuyinto engathi yinto engenamsebenzi so ingase ke abantu bayifunde lanto yokuthi umuntu ongumama ngumuntu ofanele ukuthi ahlonishwe ungayikhangela le ndawo sokugcwela amaKristu yonke le ndawo kanti ungakhangela uNkulunkulu yena uqobo lwakhe nxa wayidala umuntu ongumama because sisi ngiyashumayela indaba yokulingana uNkulunkulu uthe asenze umuntu ngomfanekiso wethu esidala indoda uthe nxa esenza umama unegama lakho linikiwe eBhayibhelini ebantwini abanengalivelanga uthe uNkulunkulu
ngiyezwakala ngiyaxolisa ukukubamba umlomo khonapho mnumzana Thakazela Ncube yena ke ukhuluma eSouth Africa siyabonga kakhulu umbono wakho. Yes, we hear today Miss Patricia Chabalala before the caller. She said that most of the times the women when they report especially their spouses to the police, they will go and withdraw the case and then the cycle of violence continues. Well, what's your comment on that?
Indeed, the caller is absolutely correct. We call it the vicious cycle of violence because it is just that. It is a cycle, it is complex, and normally there are more other issues involved like children, like family. And when we're talking in the African context, sometimes a woman, when she marries the husband, she marries the whole family. So leaving is not just leaving the abusive partner, it's leaving a whole clan behind. And research shows that women will leave at least seven different times before they can completely leave. And it is in that seventh or sixth time that homicide or the killing of the victim usually happens.
Oh, yes. So you find it's the same across the globe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And women will sometimes go and withdraw from the police because they understand that the husband or the perpetrator is, in fact, the breadwinner. And so we go back again to finances. Yes.
Yes, looking at the mitigation factors, you said mostly the commemorations, which are here in Washington, D.C., focused mostly on the victims of crime. Yes, so what? How do they assist the victim here with the resources they have?
So the U.S. state government, both federal and state, they're very well equipped. So we have the Violence Against Women Act, which protects victims, survivors of violence, including trafficking, domestic violence, and sexual violence. Our organization came to celebrate the commemorations because the Office on Crime Victims is actually a funder and a big supporter of our work. And it is also the same office that when we have survivors, when we have a woman who's trafficked from an African country, or when we have a survivor of violence, they're usually the ones who end up doing the reparations of costs incurred by that victim.
Oh, very interesting there. Yes, as we are going again, Nkosikazi Tshabalala, or ngasipha elakho elokugcina, ukuthi kambe kwini ongaqeda lolu dlakela ezindlini oluqondiswe kwabesifazane. Yebo ke, ungabuya Nkosikazi Tshabalala.
Yebo, yebo. Lapha engukhangeleko nokubeke kwenzeka kungu, yibizwe besithi kaliqondise, iphele i-corruption, uphele izinto lokho ekuvalela umnotho welizwe ukuthi ube phezulu, abantu bahlale kuhle, yibe nemisebenzi. La madoda iziqondise yena, azikhangele ukuthi angezani, angahlukumeza omama, angahlukumeza abantwana, ngoba amadoda aze afike esibangeni sokuba hambanisa abantwana ngezemacansini
okungaxolisa njalo ukukubamba umlomo ungakhulumi sizaqhubeka. Ngizwa kuthiwa silo mlaleli futhi ose-South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli, ungakhuluma nje ngemzuzwana ethile sesifika emaphethelweni ohlelo. Yebo, ukhona?
Yebo.
Ye, yeah, ungasitshela ukuthi ngubani, ungaphi njalo ungathini ngodlakela lwezindlini.
Alright, mina igama lami nginguKhilweni Mhlanga wakahlupheka endaweni yaseGwanda. Kathi ngokuhlala ngiphangela ngiseGoli. Undaba lodlakela lolo lukhona kakhulu ngasemakhaya. Kusuka lusenze singathi lathi esiphandekweni ndlasitekho right. Ikakhulu laba abahlukumeza kakhulu abangomama. Sorry ngiyadriver, ngakhuluma ngathi ngiyakhathakhatha mama. Angazi ukubili angiza la.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Ngiyaxolisa ukukubamba umlomo lapho isikhathi sisavuma kube siqhubeke sisonke. Your last word, hint, what do you say to Zimbabwe concerning gender-based violence?
To Zimbabwe, I say I wish we could be outdone, you know, in terms of doing our work. I wish we no longer have to do this work. I believe it's possible to end violence, all forms of violence, but we can't do it alone. We can only do it with all our men and women coming to the table, and we can end the generational violence.
Thank you so much to our in-studio guest, Ms. Comfort John of Pumula, Pumulani, that's her organization. And we would like to say also thank you to Patricia Tshabalala, Deputy Chairperson of Bulawayo Progressive Resident Association, and our callers who contributed to the show. Signing off, this is Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again tomorrow.